Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? This is your boy Cole. Welcome to the World's Blur. It is November 13th, 2015, and yes, it is Friday the 13th edition of this show. Oh my goodness. The good, the bad, and the surprising will be happening tonight on the show. Unfortunately, we're going to start with the bad, the good, and then the surprising. Paris has been attacked by ISIS, over 150 dead and injured. It's very saddening to hear that you know, in the world we live in today, that any city out of any country could be attacked. And mass murders still can happen. It's mind-boggling that living in America and seeing how prosperous America has been, that other countries are still in the third world and even second world, if you want to go as far as that. It's very terrible. Fuck ISIS straight up. Fuck any organization that is aimed to hurt anybody. It is nonsense. It is bullshit. I did not give y'all my explicit warning before the show. So here you go. This is my explicit warning. There will be some fucked up shit said tonight. Excuse me. With that said, my heart, prayers, thoughts are with everybody in Paris and around the world that has been victim to terrorism. There is only so much we can do to combat it, and I think we all can do more. Keep our ears to the ground, keep our eyes open, and we will defeat this evil on this planet. So with that said, yes, it is very tragic what happened in Paris. I'm sure a lot of people are in the same boat as me, thinking of families and friends that, you know, lost their lives. I personally don't have a connection with anyone who lost their life, other than I am human and they are human and they deserve to live. They don't deserve this bullshit. So, hopefully Paris can recover soon. We can get on the ball and kill these ISIS fools. I don't condone killing, but then again, an eye for an eye. If you're out to do harm to other people, then you should not be able to live. Plain and simple. Paris, you're in our prayers, you're in our hearts, you're in our thoughts. We hope everybody finds some clarity out of this. So that's one bad thing that's happening Friday the 13th. Unlucky day. Whether it happens once or twice to three times a year sometimes, it never fails that something tragic happens on this day. And so therefore, it has been quantified as an unlucky day. Well, 13's always been unlucky, and Friday was unlucky in previous histories when you read up on, you know, the synthesis of Friday the 13th. So, yeah, we hope Paris recovers fine. Also, right now Japan is facing tsunami warning due to a 7.0 earthquake that happened off the coast. So they're evacuating all coastal areas of Japan. Hopefully that will work out and there will be minimal damage with the tsunamis there. I think it was far away enough from the U.S. West Coast that we won't get too bad of tsunami type waves and damage. Usually they give us a lookout, a watch out when something like that happens around Japan or in the Pacific there. So I haven't heard anything about the west coast of America, but definitely Japan, all coastal areas have been evacuated or are being evacuated due to tsunami warning. So yeah, thoughts and prayers with all those guys over there as well. I'm pretty sure if I keep looking up shit, I will find more tragic shit to talk about for Friday the 13th. But I want to put a little spin on it. I want to try to see some of the good things that happened on Friday the 13th. There's the good, the bad, and the surprising that's going to be going on in this list I've acquired. It's just some fun facts. And well, let's not just say fun facts. Let's just say facts about the day, Friday the 13th. We'll start out with people who have been born, and I'll give you one icon that has passed away on this day. I'm pretty sure there's many more, but this icon definitely deserves recognition on this day. So let's see. Celebrities born on Friday the 13th include Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen. Y'all remember them, the Olsen twins? Yeah, Full House, all that good shit. And all them fucking Disney movies they were in throughout my childhood. Oh my God, I can't believe it. There were so many fucking movies they were in. Julia Louis-Dreyfus was Louise Dreyfus. I don't know. Was it Louise? Dreyfus was born on Friday the 13th. Steve Buscemi was born on Friday the 13th. Max Weinberg and Peter Tork were also born on Friday the 13th. Which brings me to the tragic death of Tupac Shakur. He died on September 13th, 1996, which was, yes, you got it, the theme, Friday the 13th. So rest in peace, Tupac. Speaking of people who passed away on the 13th, not necessarily a Friday the 13th, but Eduardo Gory Guerrero. If you're a wrestling fan, you know him as Eddie Guerrero. He passed away 10 years ago today. And the wrestling world has not been the same without him. So yeah, rest in peace, Eddie. Viva La Raza, Latino Heat. I know you're up in heaven, man, going crazy. Wrestling all the legends. And lying, cheating, and stealing your way to victories. So yeah, that's from the cradle to the grave there, for Friday the 13th. We're gonna move on to some mildly superstitions. Let's see. Mark Twain was allegedly once invited to be the 13th guest at a dinner party. As the story goes, he went to the dinner despite superstitions, friends' warnings. Twain reportedly said it was bad luck. they only had food for 12. So that's kind of hilarious in itself, being actually invited to a dinner party for 12 and you're the 13th guest. So, you know, not all bad is terrible, and not all good is great. My dog's running around. All right, so let's move on to Very Superstitious. In his number one hit song, Superstition, Stevie Wonder sings, 13-month-old baby broke the looking glass, 7 years of bad luck, good things in your past. When you believe in things that you don't understand, then you suffer superstition. Ain't the way. Then you suffer. Superstition ain't the way. So yeah, there was significance to the number 13 and bad things happening in that song by Stevie Wonder. Frighteningly entertaining. Let me try to speak here. I'm on some groovy meds the doctor gave me. So I'm gonna stumble and bumble all through the show. I don't give a fuck, and I'm pretty sure y'all don't give a fuck neither. So yeah, frighteningly entertaining. The 13th film in the Friday the 13th franchise is being developed by Paramount Pictures with a 2017 release date. The CW network has a TV series inspired by the movies in the works. A new Friday the 13th video game is being funded via Kickstarter. Right on. Right on. A lot more Friday the 13th movie franchise things in development. That's awesome. Because I grew up watching Freddy Krueger and Friday the 13th, you know, Nightmare on Elm Street, Friday the 13th, Halloween, you know, basically those three are landmarks in the life of a young guy that hated scary movies as a little kid, but ended up growing into loving them by the time I was a teen. So I'm glad there's still money and to be made with these types of franchises. Heavy, dude. Heavy metal. Let's see. The band Black Sabbath released its debut album on Friday, February 13th, 1970. So, hey, Black Sabbath released its first album way back in the day on February 13th. Now let's get to a little bit of the bad. Bad things can happen. The movie Alive is based on a true story of a plane crash in South America on Friday, October 13th, 1972. 14 survivors were found in the mountains more than 2 months after the plane had went down. And if you've seen the movie Alive, then you know that it was a bad, bad, bad time. So, yeah. If you haven't seen the movie Alive, go watch that motherfucker, and I guarantee you, you will be stunned, amazed, and shocked of that this is actually a true story. Let's move on to Outer Space Isn't Even Safe. Come on now. How is outer space ain't even safe? Well, for one, you ain't supposed to be living out in that motherfucker because it ain't got no goddamn oxygen for you to breathe. Number two, the aliens will get you if you go out too far. No, I'm just joking around there. So, yeah, on Friday the 13th, 2029, a large asteroid will fly close enough to Earth to be visible without a telescope in Africa, Europe, and Asia, according to NASA. So 2029, Friday the 13th, 2029. It doesn't say what month. So I guess you gotta look up and see what must have the Friday the 13th in it, and be aware that there is gonna be an asteroid to fly close to the moon. Speaking of asteroids, we just had one fly past Earth not too long ago, that really looked like a creepy skull. And what's crazy is it was on Halloween that it flew by. There's pictures of it. You can look up Halloween asteroid, and it'll show you this rock flying past Earth, a few hundred thousand miles away, of course, but that's pretty close considering how space is. But yeah, it looked like a skull, like a I don't no other way to explain it, a damn skull. Check out the pictures online. I'm pretty sure you'll be just impressed as I was with it going on. It was pretty cool when I seen the pictures, and then they HD'd the picture and cleared it up a little bit. It really looked like a damn skull flying through space on Halloween. It was awesome. So let's move on down the list here. Don't look now, but the sky is set to fall on Friday morning. A batch of space junk is expected to fall in Sri Lanka, prompting the government to institute a no-fly zone in the potential landing area. And that's according to the CBC. I don't know if that happened this morning or not. First time looking at this little article, first time I've read that little thing. So I don't know. So let's see, what could go wrong? The Viva Las Vegas Wedding Chapel offers special zombie, vampire, and Rocky Horror themed ceremonies on Friday the 13th. That's kind of cool, man. That's for the people who are like, I wanna get my Friday the 13th fix, and crazy little wedding. Then yeah, you can't go wrong with the Viva Las Vegas Wedding Chapel. I mean, hell. Just since The Walking Dead has come out, everybody wants to do a zombie theme something. Ever since all the Twilights for the tweeners came out, everybody wants to do a vampire thing. And I think ever since Rocky Horror Picture Show came out, everybody that's crazy and letting their freak flag fly wants to have something like that going on. So there you go. You go to the Viva Las Vegas Wedding Chapel, and you can have your zombie, vampire, and Rocky Horror themed ceremonies. That is only on Friday the 13th, though. So, and I think if you're into those types of themed weddings, you wouldn't mind getting married on a Friday the 13th. Don't know if that it would be lucky or unlucky for you. I don't have a statistic here on married on the Friday the 13th and divorced rate on that. So hopefully people that love each other enough to have a zombie, a vampire, or a Rocky Horror themed wedding will stay together forever. Hell on wheels now. In Ontario, Canada, motorcyclists gather every Friday the 13th for rallies that draw thousands of participants. The tradition dates back to 1981. Yeah, I don't see what can go wrong with thousands of people on motorcycles riding around, going crazy. I mean, not too many incidents happen in Sturgis every year, so yeah, hopefully everybody's safe on their bikes. the two wheel killers, they enjoy their celebration. Now let's go Spellbound for Fear. The word for fear for of Friday the 13th is a big ass word that I can't even say, but it ends with phobia. So it's Friday the 13th phobia in layman's terms. The word for fear and the number 13 is blah, 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 phobia. Located in there. Get out of there. Dogs all trying to get up in my business. Sometimes you got to reprimand them. Sometimes you got to get on to them. So located in there, Philadelphia is the, goddamn, something phobia. Treatment center and organization that hosts parties centered on confronting common phobias like walking under a ladder and opening an umbrella indoors, which I'm not that superstitious. I mean, maybe if a black cat crosses my path, I gotta kill it, but I mean, not really down with the walking under the ladder is going to make, you know, everything terrible. Breaking a mirror, giving you 7 years bad luck. You know, some things are a little far-fetched. But, hey, that's why there's superstitions, man. That this stuff has happened and bad things have happened to the majority of the people who've done that stuff or went through that stuff. Now, here's another thing. Tuesday is also terrifying. In some Spanish-speaking countries, Tuesday the 13th is considered bad luck. Tuesday is feared because it is the day of the week associated with the Roman god of war, Mars. There is a cautionary saying, oh, Tuesdays, don't get married, don't take a trip, and don't leave your home. So on Tuesdays in some Spanish-speaking countries, it's an off day. Tuesday the 13th, it's a holiday. It's off. You stay home, stay in, you know, pop up your feet, throw on a tube, you know, watch some TV. Don't do anything in the stream. Pop popcorn in the microwave, not on the stove. You don't want to burn your house down. So, you know. Everybody's got, around the world's got their own superstitious dates and things like that, which is pretty cool, considering it's not just universal Friday the 13th everywhere. Sometimes it's Tuesday the 13th. 13th seems to be that one number that keeps going, though. The wrestler Taz, y'all know I'm a big wrestling fan if you listen to the Raw Impact Unleashed Thursday nights at 8 o'clock with me and K Double Kevin Kendrick. Taz used to come out with the number 13, so he kind of owned it and made it cool, which is awesome. Now throwing caution to the wind here, founded in 1882 by Captain William Fowler. The 13 Club of New York was a group of skeptics who defied superstitions by hosting dinner parties on Friday the 13th. At the first dinner, the 13 members performed such unlucky feats as passing under a ladder. They dined on 13 courses, the first by the light of 13 candles. The Devil May Care group tipped over salt containers on the table, but were forbidden from tossing any of the spilled granules over their shoulders. A small club evolved into a national organization that boasted such members, Grover Cleveland and Theodore Roosevelt, according to the New York History Society. So there was actually a group that was like, fuck Friday the 13th, fuck all these superstitions, we're going to break all the rules, we're going to have some parties, we're going to get fucked up. And I think that's one of the coolest things ever, man. Just embrace it and just spit in its face and say, hey, there's no way that this is going to happen, that all of us will die and be hurt and all this bullshit. So, yeah, man, that's pretty much the wrap-up on the Friday the 13th. I've never had a truly tragic Friday the 13th, I could say. Personally, I'm not going to count it out. Everybody has their good days and bad days, and sometimes the bad days fall on Friday the 13th. So, yeah, man, hopefully everybody will have a great Friday the 13th. And if you are superstitious, excuse me, I'm getting a little tired here, man. Medication's kicking in pretty good. Yeah, buddy. So if you are very superstitious on Friday the 13th, I suggest you stay home. And just enjoy TV. If not, have a Friday the 13th marathon. Where you're just stuck watching TV for hours and hours on end. And by the time you know it, it's Saturday the 14th. And you stop watching crazy, hack you up videos. And go to sleep, wake up, enjoy your fucking Saturday the 14th. So anyway, I think I'm going to wrap this up. You know, I usually hit the 30-minute mark. But I think y'all have had enough of me tonight. I've had enough of me also. So we're going to say goodnight. Happy weekend. I will see y'all in 2 weeks. K-Double will be here next Friday with Double K's Classroom. Don't forget to tune in this coming up Thursday for a live show of The Raw Impact Unleashed with me and Double K, K-Double Kevin Kendrick. Starts at 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 Eastern. We will be going through the finalization of the brackets of the WWE World Heavyweight Championship Tournament. And a few other wrestling things that will be going on there. So, yeah, man, y'all have a great weekend. Again, thoughts and prayers for the people in Paris from the ISIS situation. And thoughts and prayers with Japan with their tsunami situation. Y'all have a wonderful, wonderful couple of weeks until I'm back speaking the truth at you. This is The World's Blur. I am your boy Cole. Y'all have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful life. Signing off, baby. Y'all take it easy.